In this Krishna consciousness movement. This movement is not a new thing or something concocted, but it is authorized and very old movement. There was a meeting about 5,000 years ago in a place which is called Naimisharana. That Naimisharana is still there in India. There is a railway station which is called Nimsa. It is near Lucknow in the northern part of India. Those who have gone to India, they may know this place. This is a very old place. And still, if you go, you'll find there immediately a spiritual atmosphere. There are many places in India where if you go, you'll find immediately a spiritual atmosphere. So, this verse I'm just now quoting is the verse given by Śrīla Prabhupāda, the president of the meeting. In that meeting, many learned scholars, brahmanas, they assembled to discuss about Krishna. The question was that after departure of Krishna from this planet, dharma and jnana, dharma means religious principles and jnana means knowledge. These two things, who have taken care of it? Dharma jnana, divisaha. So, actually, human society should be concerned with two things, dharma and jnana. Dharma means the characteristics, the meaning of dharma translated in English is not adequate. Dharma means which cannot be given. A so-called dharma or religion, suppose I am Hindu and somebody is Christian, this is called faith. The dictionary meaning is religion is faith. So faith can be changed. I believe in Christian religion, so it can be changed. Let's say I accept Hindu religion or Muslim religion. But actually dharma cannot be changed. The example is given just like water. The characteristic of water is liquidity. You cannot change these qualities of water, liquidity. Similarly, stone is solid. You cannot change the quality of solid. This unchangeable quality is called dharma. That is really Sanskrit significance. Now you can argue that water sometimes becomes solid, ice. That is conditional. Under certain conditions, the water becomes solid. But immediately, it begins to become liquid. It melts. The tendency is to melt, not to keep solidity. So, this consistency of keeping water in liquid form is called dharma. So, as everything has got some particular characteristics, similarly, we, living entities, we must have some particular characteristics. And what is that? That is dharma and jnana. To understand, jnana means knowledge. What I am? Am I this body? Or have something else? But if we study, if we meditate on the body, you study every part of your body. Take for example this finger. If you think, am I this finger? The answer will be, no, it is my finger. Similarly, you study any part of your body, you will find that the part of body belongs to you. You will say, it is my leg, my hand, my hair, my nose, so many things. Then where is the I? That is called jnana. That is knowledge. Everything is mine. But where I am? Where I am? Besides that, so far I am concerned, I do not want so many things. So many things. Just like I do not want to become old. But old age is forced upon me. I must become old. I do not want to die. Then death is forced upon me. I do not want to take birth. These are all very troublesome business. They have forgotten. But death, old age and disease. But when we are within the womb of our mother, it is very precarious condition. Any medical man knows. He has to live there in this way. In a fraction of that, practically without any airtight condition. Just imagine. Now, just at the present moment, if you are put into an airtight condition, you die within 3 minutes or 3 seconds. The medical opinion is that. But in the womb of our mother, we have to live for clear 10 months or more than that in that airtight fraction of condition.
Just imagine how much troublesome condition was there. That is practical. We may have forgotten. So many things we have forgotten. But that does not mean the trouble was not there. Just like in our childhood, so many things happened. We might have forgotten. But that does not mean the trouble was not there. The trouble was there. Similarly, at the time of death, the trouble, the miserable condition is so acute that we have to give up this world. Sometimes when man becomes very much upset, he commits suicide. He cuts his own throat. Why? He cannot live in this body. Similarly, I, you, every one of us, we had the trouble at the time of death, at the time of birth. Birth and death, we are living entities. We are living souls. Birth and death takes place of this body. The body takes birth, and the body is vanquished. Death means sleeping for 7 months. That's all. That is death. The soul is, when this body is unfit for living, the soul gives up this body, and by superior arrangement, the soul is put again into the womb of a particular type of mother, and the soul develops that particular type of body. After 7 months, the soul remains unconscious. And when the body is developed, again consciousness comes. And the child wants to come out of the womb, and he moves. Every mother has experienced how the child moves at the age of 7 months within the womb. So it is a great time how the soul, living soul, is in contact with this material body and how he transmigrating from one body to another. The example is given just like Bhasan Sujinani Jatabhihaya. Yeah, just like when the garment or hat and coat become too old, we give it up and we accept another hat and coat. Similarly, I, you, every one of us, we are spirit soul. We are given a type of body and hat and coat by the arrangement of material nature. Pratite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarva. That particular body is given to us for our particular type of standard of living. Just like you, European, American, Australian. You have got a particular type and you are given the opportunity, a particular standard of living. Just if some Indian comes to your European, American, Australian city, just like your Melbourne city, I was just speaking to my students, so if any Indian comes, so they will be surprised with this standard of living. They will think that it is heavy. Because the material prosperity is far different from Indian cities to these American and European nations. There is much difference. So, you have got a particular type of body. You have been given the chance of particular standard of living. Similarly, in India or in Africa or in other countries, the living entity has got a particular type of body and his particular type of standard of living is also there. A tiger has got a particular type of body, it has got its own standard of living. Elephant has got a particular type of body and it has got its standard of living. Similarly, there are higher beings also in the higher planetary system. They are called Sagaloka, Janaloka, Mohaloka, Tapaloka, Brahmaloka. In the Brahmaloka, the duration of life is so long that you cannot imagine even calculating 12 hours time there. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Most of you have read Bhagavad Gita, and it is stated there, Sahasra Yuga Padjantam Arahatya Brahmano Vidu. Sahasra Yuga Padjantam, one is Yuga. This is Kali Yuga. At the present moment, it is called Kali Yuga. Before this Kali Yuga has passed only 5,000 years. And the duration of life of this Kali Yuga is 432,000 of years. Only we have passed 5,000. Before this Kali Yuga, there was another Yuga which is known as Dwapar Yuga. Before that there was Treta Yuga. Before that there was Satya Yuga. All these Yugas taking aggregate, yes, 4,300,000 of years, and multiply it by 1,000, then calculate what is the duration of time. That is only 12 hours duration in the Brahmaloka. Sahasra Yuga Padjantam Arahatyat Brahmano Vidhu. So there are very particular information of all the planets within this universe. Not only within this universe, there are many other planets beyond this universe. That is called Vaikuntha Loka, a spiritual world. The spiritual sky is there. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Parastasmat subhava anya vakya vakya sanatana. That is perpetual. That anything in that sky is perpetual. And anything within this material sky, they are temporary. In the Brahmaloka, there may be duration of life, millions and millions of years. But that is also destructive. That is material nature. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Abrahma Bhupana Loka Punaravartina Arjuna. Even if you go to the Brahma Loka, you'll have to come back again. Jadgatyana Nivatante Tadjama Paramamama. But if you come to my Loka, there is Krishna Loka. That is in a spiritual world, a spiritual sky. So, these informations are there in the Vedic literature. And it is a fact that we are transmigrating from one body to another, one planet to another. That is a fact. It's like I have come to your country. Similarly, I may go to another planet. It is the question of how to go there, what is the means, that is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Janti deva vrta devan, pitrin janti pitri vrta, bhute jya janti bhutani, madhyajino pi janti mam. So, it is stated that if you want to go to the sun planet or moon planet, there are many heavenly planets. You can go there. Janti deva pratap divan. Then you have to prepare in this life. How to go? You cannot go there by force with your Sputnik or some jet plane or something like that. That is not good. That is not possible. Therefore, these people who are trying to go to the moon planet, they are now frustrated. So whatever it may be, the chance is there. We have written one small booklet in this connection, Easy Journey to Other Planet. If you like, and read that. So, there are innumerable planets innumerable living standards. Standard of living, innumerable. Just like your standard of living, material, is very nice. Far greater than the Indian standard of life or any other standard of life. So there is, if you go to other planets, you'll find it's still thousand times better standard of living. If you go still up, thousand times better standard of living. This is God's creation. There is God. As you have created this Melbourne city by your energy, similarly, the whole creation is manifestation of the Supreme Personality of God. You cannot defy it. This is called jnana, knowledge. To know what is Krishna, what is his energy, how they are working, how this wonderful acts are going on within this universe. This is Krishna. Krishna consciousness is not a bogus moment. It is a very scientific moment. It is meant for human knowledge. There are immense knowledge. But if you are simply interested with the necessities of the body, just like the animals, then you are losing the star. Ahara nidra bhayamaisananta samaname tattva sudhinarana. This eating, sleeping, sexual intercourse and defense. These things are there in the animal life. In the hall. He is working day and night to find out where is food. He likes food. He eats food and becomes very fatty. He enjoys. So this kind of endeavor, simply eating, sleeping, sex life and defense, that is common to the animals and to the human beings. But human beings has got a special priority. That is Krishna consciousness. To know God, to know himself, to know this world, knowledge. Not that just that we are of course trying to advancement of knowledge simply for these items. How to eat, how to sleep, how to have sexual intercourse and how to do that. So this is also required. So long we have got this body. We don't say that don't try for this. But your particular knowledge to know yourself, to know God, why you are dismissing them. That is not very good idea. You have, these shastras, I have quoted so many things from the shastra, from the books of knowledge. It is meant for the human race, not for the cats and dogs. We have called this meeting, we have not invited cats and dogs, we have invited human beings. Because the human being can understand. The cats and dogs have it, I will speak, from Vedic literature, from Bhagavad Gita, from Bhagavad. It is not possible for the cats and dogs to understand. Their body is different. But our body, human being, is specially meant for this purpose. Therefore, Rishabhdev, the father of the father of Maharaj Bharat, under whose name the India is called, not India, this whole planet is called Bharatvarsha. In the Vedic literature, Bharatvarsha means this planet, and it is consisting seven islands. That is also mentioned in Vedic literature. Seven islands means Asia, Europe, Africa, North America, South America, Australia, and Oceania. These seven islands are also mentioned, description is there. So this Bharatvarsha, this planet is called Bharatvarsha. Now it is divided. Now it is divided because on account of loss of the old Vedic culture, we are now divided. I am thinking I am Indian, you are thinking Australian, another is thinking American or Englishman. These divisions have come very lately, say about 3,000, 4,000 years ago. Before that, this planet was what? There was only one king. We get this information from Vedic literature. And he was ruling all over them. The culture was what? That is Vedic culture. Still, I hear some of my students were telling that in Australia, there is a Hindu temple somewhere. So apart from that, the thing is, we are just trying to revive the original consciousness of the human society. That is all to suffer. Don't try to misunderstand. Original consciousness. Just like these boys, mostly they are Europeans, Americans, Canadians. These boys, they are not Indians. Neither their father or grandfather knew about Krishna. Might be some of them read Bhagavad Gita, but nothing particular, the sons of Krishna. Now, how they are? They have taken this Krishna consciousness movement so seriously. The only thing is that Krishna consciousness is not a foreign thing. Every one of you have got Krishna consciousness within. It is lying dormant. It has simply to be aroused. Simply to be aroused. One way, Vaishnava way, his authority, he says, Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti Sadha Prabhu Na Sravanadi Siddha Chitte Paraya Udar. Udar means awake. The Krishna consciousness is there in everyone's heart. It is gone. Simply by Sravanadi, by pure hearing process. Just like a man is sleeping, the consciousness is there, but he appears to be unconscious. He sleeps. But if somebody calls him, Mr. Satan says, wake up, wake up, wake up. So after two, three calling, he wakes up. Or he remembers, oh, I have got to do so many things. Similarly, the Krishna consciousness is dormant in everyone's heart. This Hare Krishna mantra is the process of awakening. Yes. This Hare Krishna mantra is the chant repeatedly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Then the sleeping man awakens. To Krishna consciousness. This is the first. So, I do not wish to take much of your time. I have simply given introduction to this movement, Krishna consciousness movement. It is very simple thing. You do not lose anything. Suppose you chant Hare Krishna at your home. Do you think you will be loser? No, neither we want any money from that king is so many dollars, I give you some particular mantra. No, it is not like that. It is open. Everyone can chant. But if you chant, then you will be benefited. Your heart will be clean. Now, we are in so many contexts. And this and that, and this and that, and this and that. And therefore there is so much trouble all over the world. Because we have misidentified with this body, which is simply fat and cold. Suppose that we are sitting so many ladies and gentlemen, if you simply fight on the
This is about death. Oh, you are not in such death. I am in such death. Therefore, you are my enemy. This is not very good argument. Because I am in different death, so I am not your enemy. And because you are in different death, you are not enemy. But that is going on. That is there. I am American. I am Indian. I am Chinese. I am Russian. I am being handled. And the fighting is going on this point only. So if you take to Krishna consciousness, these rascals are will go. Just like in this, all these students, they don't think that they are Indian or American or African or... No, they are thinking we are servants of Krishna. That is what. Unless we are coming to that point of understanding, Sita Dattana Mardana, on Brahmasmi, I am pure soul, spirit soul. This body is the material, body is my color. That is called jnana, knowledge. And as soon as you come to the point of knowledge, then there will be vairagya. Vairagya means renunciation. Just like these boys, these girls, they are understand. They live under their parents in high standard of life. Now, they can sit anywhere. They can sit on the street. Because they have forgotten this bodily consciousness. They are simply thinking in terms of Krishna consciousness and servant of Krishna. So, this is very scientific movement. Sita Dattana Mardana. Cleansing the heart. What I am. What is God? What is my relationship with God? What is this material world? Why I have come here? Why I am suffering? Why I have to accept birth? Why I have to accept death? Why I have to accept disease? Why I have to accept oldness? These are the problems. These are the problems, and these problems can be solved in human form of life. Not in the life of cats and dogs. They can. So, our only request is that you make your life successful, come to the real understanding of your existence, and this is possible simply by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
System down us. Therefore, this universe is called Chaturdash Bhuvan. 14 planetary system. This is called Bhulok. Above this, there is Bhuvarlok. Above that, there is Janalok. Above that, there is Mahalok. Above that, there is Satyalok. Above that, there is Dhammalok. The highest planetary system. Similarly, down also, we have got tall, atal, talatal, nital, tatal, rasatal. This information we get from Vedic literature. 14 worlds. Each and every universe is consisting of these 14 planetary systems.
And there are innumerable inverses.
For that you also get
from Brahma Sanghita. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanga koti. Jagadanga koti. Jagadanga means this universe. The big, I meant to say, a volume, just like Honda, egg. Everything, every planet is just like egg. This Brahmanda, this universe is also like egg. So, there are many millions of Jagadanda. And in each and every Jagadanda, Kotisu Vasudhadi Vibhuti Jinnam, there are innumerable planets of. So, these are the information we get from Vedic literature. If you like, you can accept. If you don't like, then you just let it up to you. You cannot force. We get this information from Bhagavad Gita. He says that jada jada hi dharma satyani bhavati bharata abhutthanam adharmasya tadatmanam sujamaham. Whenever there is religious discrepancy and uprise of irreligious principles, at that time I come. So, God cannot use force. Just like at night, you cannot force the sun to rise. You have no such power. The sun is rising in its due course of time, in the morning. At that time, you can see sun. You can see the sun, you can see yourself, and you can see the world. But at the dark, you cannot fall. You have no such touchlight, scientific advancement that you can fall. Similarly, if you cannot force the material object like sun to arrive by your order, how you can arrive, how you can make God force to come down? So, he comes down at his own will, not by your will. God is not down.
And how do you make perfect material
just like you are a child, or you are a baby, you are a boy, now you are a young man, similarly I was also. Now I am an old man. But I remember that I had a small body, a little more grown-up body, little more grown. All those bodies are now grown. But I am remembering, therefore I am eternal. With the change of the body, or passing away of the body, I do not die. I am eternal. It is said in the Bhagavad Gita, Nahanate Annamane Sariri. As there was so many changes, and it still are existing. Similarly, when this body will be finished, I will exist in another. Therefore, I will.
Standing apart from us, or are we all together, God? You know.
What is your understanding of God? Is he apart from us, or are we all together, God?
As you are apart from me, similarly God is also apart from me. God is also an individual person, as you are individual person. I am an individual person. But the difference between God and you and me is this, that you know your business, I know my business, but God knows everyone's business. That is the difference. Man is servant of God. God is the Supreme. God is awesome also. Nobody can be equal to Him. Nobody can be greater than Him. This is awesome. Oh yes, one hour. Just like I have my small body, then I have greater body, another body, another body. So every moment there will be incarnation, reincarnation. Every moment there is medical science of this. We are changing our bodily condition, material condition, but I am existing. Therefore, as I have passed over my childhood body to incarnated into boyhood body. From boyhood I have reincarnated in my youthhood body. From youthhood body I have reincarnated in my old body. Similarly, after giving this body, I must have to access another body that I have already explained. That's why we changed our dress. So, soul is eternal, the body is not permanent, temporary, and there are 8,400,000 souls, different types of body. We are migrating or transmigrating from one to another. This business, if we want to stop, because we are eternal, our aims and objects should be to attain that eternal status. That we can attain by Krishna consciousness. That is the moment. We are giving information to everyone that if you want your eternal life, blissful life, life of knowledge, then you take to this moment of Krishna consciousness and you'll have it.
What is that?